The other novel from the Fantasy Masterworks series, it's actually a compendium, a collection of all of the Lord Darcy stories by Randall Garrett.
All of them?
All of them, including the novel.
Okay.
It certainly looks impressive.
It's a large volume, and it is delightful. If you haven't discovered Lord Darcy yet, you should do. He is a detective in the mould of Sherlock Holmes, and certainly sounds a bit that way in the description of him. He's tall, lean-faced and handsome, with steel grey eyes. He's the chief criminal investigator of Prince Richard, the Duke of Normandy, and is obviously modelled after Sherlock Holmes, with a touch perhaps of Lord Peter Wimsey. And he sounds like it sometimes too. For example, "I should like to call your attention to the peculiar condition of that knife." Master Sean frowned. "But there was nothing peculiar about the condition of that knife." Precisely, that was the peculiar condition. Now, Master Sean O'Loughlin is Lord Darcy's Watson, a tubby, colourfully Irish and sometimes didactic forensic sorcerer. And that's the key to these stories. It's set in a world where magic works. The curious thing about Lord Darcy is he doesn't have any magic. He's one of the unskilled few. There are references all the way through sections of pastiche, references to Sherlock Holmes and various other mysteries, Agatha Christie and so on and so forth. Randall Garrett even pulls the trick of mentioning cases that he never writes up. For example, "You'll recall the interesting behaviour of Laird Duncan at Castle Devereux, the curious habits of the one-armed tinker at the Michaelmas Fair, the Polish sorcerer in the Atlantic curse problem, the missing magician in the Canterbury blackmail case, and the odd affair of Lady Overlay's solid gold chamber pot." So this collection is all of the known stories of Lord Darcy, and they are a delight. As the introduction suggests, you might want to wander off somewhere and, a cold night, read through them, or a lazy summer's day, just work your way through the stories. And they have lovely titles as well. A Case of Identity, The Muddle of the Woad, Too Many Magicians, which is the novel, A Stretch of the Imagination, A Matter of Gravity, The Bitter End, The Ipswich File, 16 Keys, Napoli Express, and The Spell of War. They were originally published from 64 through to, I think, the mid to late 70s. This new edition came out this year.
So when is the only one I've read was Lord Darcy Investigates, which you said was...
That was a collection of short stories, yes.
Yeah, it's years ago, so I don't remember it apart from the fact it was called Lord Darcy Investigates, and it was, yes, it was a bit Sherlock-y. So that's just a small collection.
Yeah, that would be about four stories, I think.
I'll have to dig it out somewhere at home.
So this collects all the ones. So the four stories in Lord Darcy Investigates were the 16 Keys, Napoli Express, Matter of Gravity and the Ipswich File that were all published in analogue in the 1970s.
Right.
Most of the others were written in the late 60s. It's a very handsome volume, very, very pretty design, with a red band with the details and a lovely graphic on the cover. So they're worth checking out. The Fantasy Masterworks from Gallant's, available in paperback.